Hello and welcome to the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. It's hot or not, baby. It's Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the end of January. Can you believe that, Rob?
I can't believe it. February already. It feels like it's
Is it 29 days this year? Is it in Feb?
What happens to someone? We were discussing this the other day. What happens if your birthday falls on a leap year?
Don't know.
That mean that you're only like, you don't actually get a birthday, or does your friends and family have to celebrate it like a day either side? That would be hard.
I feel like it would be hard, but it's kind of cool. When was your birthday? Feb 29. They'll be like, no, it's not.
So you'd only be 15.
It doesn't exist.
Hey, I'm 15.
let me have a look. I'll suss it out now. There are February. There are 29 days.
There you go.
Yeah. So if you're born on Thursday the 29th, far out, Brussels sprout.
I reckon that would be a hard thing to parent for. Trying to explain to your kid.
You don't actually have a birthday.
It's not your birthday this year. You don't get one. No presents.
Well, you'd save a fortune, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd have to get in presents.
How many years, like, does it come around? Does it?
Yeah.
It's not 2 years.
I don't think so.
Nah, bro. I think it's like 7 years or something.
You're
like that.
You're dreaming.
Let me have a look.
You're kidding. You think it's every 7 years there's a leap year?
How often are leap years? Let
me have a look. This is nuts.
This is riveting podcasting.
You think 7 years? I think it's every two, isn't it?
It can't be two. That's every 4 years. There you go.
So I'm wrong, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's like the Olympics.
But I knew it wasn't two years, you'd notice that. Every 4 years.
So it's like the Olympics.
It is.
So you're not turning, you'd be like 8.
Yeah. I feel like my brain is about 8, so it makes sense. But to anyone who's born on February 29th this year, congratulations. That's
even
pretty
better.
Cool.
That's
pretty cool.
One lot of presents every 4 years as a parent.
You'd expect a holiday or something, wouldn't you?
Something good.
I don't know.
Especially as you get a bit older. But your week been all right?
It has been all right. It has been all right. It's hot and then it's cold and then it's windy and then
it's going to be a belter of a weekend though.
It is. It is. We're actually getting ceiling fans put in because we just can't take it anymore. It's
can't
a bit of a hot box in here. So it's just like, need to be able to sleep.
It.
I like it when you sing.
Yeah.
I'm used to sleeping with the fan on. I love it. Do you like it?
I like sleeping with the fan on.
Yeah.
Bit of airflow is always
stuffy
good.
Stuffy nose. We wake up in the morning, but it's all right. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah.
No, but it has been good. It has been a good week. We've been easing back into it. Everyone's sort of just cruising, aren't they?
I think Jan is just, it's never a busy.
Well, you were talking about it. People with kids, yeah? School holidays and shit.
How can they be productive if they're from home and their kids are from home and they're trying to get some stuff done? They might have used up their annual leave and they're officially back on the books.
Yeah.
They're working and doing stuff, but you've got kids in the house, things are happening. It's hard to.
Now you understand, eh?
It's hard to be fully engaged.
You're in them shoes now.
I'm trying my best to be in the mindset of what's going on. And I feel like. When school starts, that's when the world starts kicking back into gear.
Yeah.
I always said after Australia Day weekend, that's sort of when it starts ramping back up. You've got between now and Easter to make some shit happen. So if you're out there and you're trying to make some shit happen, hit the green light is now started.
I feel like school was just invented so parents can go do their shit.
See, I think so too, yeah.
It's like babysitting, but it's like, here, we can learn a few things, but it's about the hours that they're there.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're there for 6-7
it's
hours.
State-based baby care?
I think childcare. I think that's the one. You got a bit of baby brain at the moment, huh?
Well, we had Winona Davies on the pod yesterday, so if you haven't listened to that episode, private cook, former MasterChef contestant. I reckon that was a fun, energetic chat. She's off to France to go learn some new skills in the kitchen.
Mm. Might come back with an accent.
I feel like it's a fun year for her. Looking like I'm a bit jealous.
Do you reckon?
I told Em about that she's off to do that, and she's like, Em was like, oh, that's how good's that?
That sounds like a fun year, yeah.
What are we doing?
We're going to Armstrong Street Coles, baby, and we're ordering
the
chicken.
We'll be Coles a fair few times this year. Don't worry about that.
A few frozen pizzas.
No frozen pizzas. Never had a frozen pizza, I don't think.
Hey, Winona likes the frozen pizzas, and that makes me happy, you know, because other people. Who are into their fitness, into their health, they love a frozen pizza too. So
every now and again.
Yeah, that means like 2 times a week.
I don't think that's what I'm getting
in my head. That's what I'm registering.
I say that, but it means like once every 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something.
You reckon it's like they're cheating?
Yeah, I don't mind having a frozen pizza every now and again.
Not every night for dinner.
How often do you actually have it? Oh, I've had it once in the last 3 months. And then you go, oh, I thought you meant like.
Twice a week?
Yeah. No, I don't think it works like that.
I feel like it is a twice a week thing for her. She loved it.
We'll have to message her.
Enthusiastic.
And find out.
Oh, anyway, good episode, and it was number 300, which is crazy. 300 guest episodes, pretty nuts, isn't it?
Our fourth birthday coming up soon.
It is, isn't it? I feel like I feel old in that sense.
Do you reckon you need to have is 4 something worth celebrating, or celebrate 5?
I think 4 is maybe a mini little celebration, but
five
I feel like
is a good celebration.
Yeah,
1, 5, and 10.
Yeah. Do you reckon we've gotten better or worse? Do you reckon?
Slowly dropping off a cliff.
Slowly dropping off a cliff.
It's hard. It's
just with the chemistry as well, isn't it? It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to keep motivated. Well,
there's not that many thank yous. I know you're up. We're thank the crowd.
Trying to take control of my show.
No, I'm just
saying.
Look
at that. That sounds like you're trying to be the anchor.
It's not,
you just sit in the passenger seat for once, huh?
All right.
And let Bradford take over, baby. Because we've got a few thank yous to get through. One's me, one's you. Steve0982, thank you very much. Love your work. Harry Baird, you made the list this week. Congratulations. Josh Lange, you did too. Sorbet Weather, always coming in with the goods. Thank you very much, mate. Lily Jean Berry, her suggestion was mass. We've already done it. Zoe Bradford, thank you very much. You made the list. Chris JW. He had 3 suggestions and none of them made the list this week, so he'll be disappointed.
He will be disappointed.
And M Hicks, your wife,
never listened to an episode in her life, so
we've already
matter.
Done that one. The one that she suggested, which is wearing 2 pairs of socks at a time, which you do.
Hey, before we get into it, I know you're the anchor, but like we said in the last few episodes, we do think that the business world has kicked into gear and the world is back on. So if you haven't listened to enough of the episodes or know what's going on in the Dream Big Social Club, we're here to help. So if you're looking for some type of people that might be able to support you on your pre-seed to seed stage startups, if you're a founder and you're sort of trying to build out your team but don't know who to bring on or how it works or what services and stuff you need.
Who are you going
to
call?
Ghostbusters, you know what I mean? Like if you've seen some accelerators out there and think maybe I should be involved in an accelerator program, we're sort of comparable to that, but we're not. It's not a programmatic thing. So we want to work towards helping.
We'll stay over at your house. We'll powwow. We'll run some whiteboarding sessions. We'll sleep in the same bed.
We work with founders to help them get to the next stage of their business. So whether not taking them through a programmatic approach, like this week it's product management 101. Mm. It's more like we're going to sit with you, understand your goals, understand if you're trying to acquire customers, understand if you're trying to like build product out, do you need different services, who do you need to meet, what are you looking for from in terms of introductions to help take you to the next step.
Mm.
We want to surround you and be part of an internal, external team and surround the founders to help you support as you grow and go through, because it's a hard journey as a founder and we're here to help. But anyway, enough of that.
You had the ShamWow eye happening then. You're very good at like the sell, you know?
Fuck.
Very good at the sell.
I'm just telling people what we do.
I feel like people are listening back and they're going, fuck, I need that help. He sounds like Batman. He sounds like Superman. Number one on the list though was my suggestion. Thank you very much. Photoshopping people. So this was something that you come across and showed me, actually.
Yeah, this has happened from one of the members of the Animal Justice Party. I can't remember what her name was off the top of my head now, but
yeah.
Channel 9 did a bit of a Photoshop where they gave us some bigger tits and a bit of a mid-rift.
Yeah.
And I heard her talking.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they come out and said it was just an AI Photoshop error. They didn't AI take. Photoshop. They apologized, but they didn't blame.
It wasn't a human. It was a robot that works.
That's what they said. I listened to her on the radio talk, and she was cool about it.
You're impressed with her.
Yeah, she goes, "Oh, I don't mind that they've added. Like, they gave me the they gave me a bit of a six pack, which I don't have.
Yeah.
If like, I don't.
A few tattoos there, but they don't know. Yeah.
But harsh thing though. I don't think this is hot.
You can't be doing
this.
That.
Is not hot because the way that she came out and said, "Would they do this to a male member of a political party?" And they wouldn't.
No.
So I just think it's a she gets labeled based on how she looks and it's I think this is a really harsh so harsh. It's a weird
digital
it's a weird world.
Digital
weird world.
Manipulation. I think that's weird. Distorted reality. That's not real.
That's catfishing.
Well, it's just like if you're gonna Photoshop stuff, I feel like you need a credit at the bottom saying this image is Photoshopped.
That's probably
like,
fair.
Like because there needs to be warning signs on that because young people might look at that and go, "Oh, I need to try and get that look," and that's not healthy. It's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like people not that situation, but just in general.
Maybe when you go back to all your old Instagram photos are all in cartoon.
Yeah.
Maybe you should tell to people, look, I'm actually just letting you in case
you cartoon.
In case you didn't know, I'm not actually a cartoon.
I went through a heavy cartoon phase, but anyway, I look back and I'm like, that was my style, but that was weird. That's not Photoshop. That's just called just heavy on the filters.
Heavy on the filters.
Turn them up to 100.
Not hot.
I feel like it's weird. Yeah. I don't mind Photoshop in terms of you're making like a promo poster or something and you need a photo. Photoshop some things in and collage it up, but not distort people's image.
Yeah,
it's weird. That's very weird. Not hot for me too. All right, next on the list, using public toilets. Do you get the Phil Finch from American Pie? You know, when he has to use the school toilet. You don't want to use the school toilet.
I can't
give him laxatives.
Oh, I can't really remember the scene.
And then he has to go and he puts all the toilet paper all over the seat.
Using public toilets for me is not. not the thing.
Who was the one that we, when we walked to Chris's office in South Melbourne, there's like a public toilet over that bridge. I remember taking a piss there once and there was like a human shit on the floor next to it, like crazy smeared on the walls and that. I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah. I don't like, remember that one in Brunswick? Oh, you walked inside and it was just like full of graffiti. I just feel like you might catch something in there.
It's the last resort, isn't it? It's like, I'm turtlenecking here. I need to go.
I'd prefer to go into a cafe or find somewhere in like a shopping center or something.
Drop a bomb in the cafe, huh?
No, just anywhere.
Do you order anything? Do you feel guilty if you just come in and use the toilet?
To be honest, it hasn't happened for a long time.
But have you done it before? Where you've just had to run in and you feel a bit bad. Hey, I'm just...
Maybe it's like a 7-Eleven sort of thing. Not yeah. 7-Eleven.
I don't feel bad toilet, about that. But like family-run cafe. It's a bit, hey, I'm just ducking in to take a shit.
I don't go out enough. I don't reckon. Maybe at your house, you know, like
maybe the shopping complex.
Yeah, something
you,
like
you
that.
You might go. I don't mind a shopping complex. You know, that's different.
You know, they clean them every day.
Yeah, I feel like the South Melbourne Market ones, they're pretty clean.
Pretty clean.
But just the dirty ones that are like metal around
ones
it
in a park,
like junky yeah, yeah. toilets, no good.
With the sharps boxes in there.
There's nothing better than a really nice, clean public toilet, though, is it?
It's a big win.
Or when we're in the city early and it's like no one's sat here yet. You know, you get a fresh seat.
It's a bit different for blokes too, because we actually have to sit down on the seat.
Yeah.
I feel like for chicks who have to sit,
yeah,
that makes it tricky.
I'm hearing the person who suggested it was saying that people do the squat.
No.
Like do the squat, like you don't have, I'm not strong enough. I don't have that core strength.
I couldn't hold my body weight for that long.
Nah. Especially with all the sausage rolls that you eat. Big boy. All right. I'm going to say not hot. If you can avoid it, I'll probably avoid it.
Me too.
All right, next on the list, eating at your desk. I feel like you love eating at your desk.
This is something that I didn't mind back in the day, having an office job, and there's two ways of doing it.
Headphones in.
It's a bit of you time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't really like the communal office and kitchen space because it forces you into, this is my lunch break, and now people want to talk work.
Mm.
They want to talk like... anything, really.
Yeah.
You're like, I just want to chill. I want 50 minutes, hour of just sitting here, having my lunch, just in the zone of scrolling.
Watching golf videos.
Or just like, even just like sitting.
Decompressing.
In silence.
Texting people.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just checking on my life.
Yeah.
I don't have to check in my work life.
Did you feel like that happened a bit where you were trying to chill out and eat and people would be asking you questions?
You felt pressure. You felt pressure to socialize.
Yeah.
And sometimes to me, in how I like to think about work is if I'm in those sort of environments, I don't always, my lunch break for me is an element of...
my time.
Yeah, my time to set myself up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So if I feel like I've just had to give out some more energy during that period of time, then it's an issue for me.
Yeah. It's like when that guy that you were working with, when he was nodding off in the meetings and that was the funniest shit ever, wasn't it?
He was
going away for a little bit and coming back and going away.
He was a drug addict.
He needed like four or five breaks during the day, didn't he?
It doesn't happen. To be honest, I've never really seen, that was still one of the harshest things I reckon I've ever experienced was a bloke who just...
working in a pretty corporate job.
I was working in a corporate job working at Telstra Projects and a guy who had pretty decent, solid experience, but his life had just gone...
Down the drain
and... Yeah. I don't want to throw it. No, I've never.
No names. I haven't any names.
But yeah. he definitely was on something. I'm assuming.
Sweating in that.
I'm assuming ice. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And he was like nodding off at. They turned up 5 days in a row of his first week of work.
Mm.
His earliest he got to work was 11 o'clock.
You have to be really good at your job to get away with that.
And he'd come back after his lunch break with the biggest sweat patches. And you're like, what have you been doing? And he could barely talk into a sentence and he'd start nodding off. Like, he was so high.
Really? Was he good at his job though?
Nah. Not by that. I might have been previously, but by that stage he was... It was a bit like it was an incoherent drug addict, bro. I remember he literally fell asleep. He was taking minutes for this one of these meetings and he fell asleep while doing it. Like a movie where he was pressing one of the buttons and just the letter just, he had like two pages of the letter just coming through and he'd like nod back and I was like, this is crazy.
This bloke's in my team.
I was like, I've got to say something here because he's not fit for...
His own
personal well-being here. He's in some strife.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And it's confronting for the office.
It is a little bit.
Let's leave that shit at home, huh? You can't when you're bringing that sort of stuff.
I hope he's okay. I feel bad because I didn't know him for a bar of soap. First time I had one week of work with him, and
then he was out,
and he got the flick after that.
So I remember when you were telling me all this in real time. I couldn't believe it.
You just don't expect it.
But people have their own different struggles, don't they? So eating at your desk with your earphones in, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Avoid that.
Avoid that, yeah.
All right, next on the list, licking your fingers.
Well, this is something I find weird that you do because you don't usually always wash your hands all the time.
I'm very hygienic, mate. You know me. I'm very hygienic, but I do like licking my fingers. Yeah. I don't know why.
You heard the slurp?
All the two-minute noodles.
Yeah.
All the
A bit like the AMSR,
the Cheeto dust.
You're giving people now by scrunching the yoga block in front of the microphone.
You don't like that? Well, mate, I could say stuff about you, but I won't. You know, I'll keep it positive and keep it happy.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about licking your fingers.
Nah.
You like licking your stubby little fingers?
I'm not a big lick of the finger type thing. I'm happy to clean them. I like wiping my hands.
What about when you're eating ribs and that?
No, I don't even. Do you lick them? Maybe chicken.
Sauce and that?
Nah.
You lick your fingers when you eat chicken?
Every now and again, I might. Yeah. I get salty. Nah, I'm not. Actually, I think not hot.
You lick the salt off your chippy fingers?
Sometimes.
What about like when you're eating shapes, pizza shapes, barbecue shapes? Are you licking your fingers?
Yes.
So you're a finger licker.
I do.
You're in bed sucking your thumb.
One of the things I do.
With a finger up
your
bum. I
don't mind now though is since we got a lot of wet wipes in our house.
You don't mind them now.
Now I'm enjoying them. Like I'm happy.
Feel in the back pocket now.
I'm happy to wipe my hands with a wet wipe and just feel.
After COVID, it feels good walking in and just like
being clean,
using the detergent and stuff. Yeah, I do like that.
Using the detergent,
but licking your fingers.
Previously, you never did, yeah?
Huh? Yeah, I'm clean, mate. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm very clean. You don't think I am?
No, you're a bit of a nut with the sweeping of the house. You like to sweep the house 7 times a day.
Yeah. That's just the stuff I do, you know, when you're procrastinating and it's like you've got something important to do, but it's like if I sweep, I'm doing something.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be laying on the couch. That's Siri saying
hi. Siri is listening
sometimes
to you sweep.
Sometimes it pops up every now and then, huh?
It creeps me out sometimes, I reckon.
Does it go off in the middle of the night?
I never ask Siri for anything. I never say, hey, Siri, do this or whatever. And sometimes it just listens.
So do you reckon there's people listening in? Do you reckon that's what the thing is for?
I reckon all conversations are recorded digitally and somewhere.
You reckon there's evidence of everything?
Everything. So I reckon that...
It'd be used in court and shit though, wouldn't it? Now, if that
probably
was...
Probably could be. Probably is.
You reckon? We just don't know.
We don't know. We haven't been to court.
Have you ever done jury duty or anything?
Nah.
Me neither. Not that I want to, but it's like...
I'm not looking forward to the time.
But what happens though? You just get dragged, don't you?
Yeah, unless you got an excuse to get out of it.
What's your excuse?
I don't know what legally allows me
in your
to get
big
out
book
of it.
Excuses. Which one are you going
to
use?
I'd have to go and have a look to see what legally gets me out of it. Then I'll just figure out what I can come up with.
I'm a recently converted Jehovah's Witness. Just say that, baby. All good.
It gets you out of voting, doesn't it?
It does. Shh. But it actually does. All right. Licking your fingers, I'm going to say hot. What are you going to say? You do it. So this is going to be interesting.
I'm going to say not hot.
Oh, that's weird. Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say not hot.
All right. Next on the list, yelling. Do you like yelling or not?
I don't.
No.
Loud noises flares me right up, and I feel like
you're very sensitive, aren't you?
At times, you can be very loud.
Do you reckon? I don't feel like I'm loud.
No, you don't yell and stuff. You're just a yeller.
General tone, a bit loud.
Every now and again, it's all of a sudden you're at like, who's in the TV up 30%. You know what I mean? Like,
well, sometimes I look at your eyes and they're glazing over. I'm like, maybe I need to talk louder. So
no, I can hear you. You're just boring me. I'm not sleepy. I'm just bored.
Yeah.
No, I think yelling. Hard, harsh. Harsh in the ears. I don't like TV too loud. I don't like...
Yeah, you're a grandpa. You're very sensitive to sound, light, life. You're very sensitive when it comes to sound.
I don't like things too loud.
No, you fucking hate things. Like, even in your car, bro, it's like put on a song and it's on like seriously like one or two.
It's just because you're deaf.
I'm trying to really concentrate on the music.
It's
you
deaf.
Talking.
Huh? It's because you're deaf.
I just think if it's on one or two, it's probably low. That's the lowest you can go. So maybe I'm not deaf. You're just like, maybe you have super great hearing.
Lately, I've been getting some ringing in my ears. I don't feel like that's good.
Are they the voices?
No, they're no voices. It's like every now and again, it's like, you're like whoa.
Sometimes I get a buzz. Like, but I think that's like 10 years of listening with the fucking headphones in, falling asleep.
Some of the music's still playing in there.
The beautiful beeper. Yeah, nah. I do get that ring every now and then though, and I worry, and then it goes away, and I'm like, oh, I'm all good.
Yeah, no,
do you too?
Yeah.
Is my head hollow? Is there a brain?
Yeah, no, there isn't.
All right, yelling. I think on like the footy field and stuff, like playing, if you need to get attention, I don't mind it, but not just everyday yelling.
Yeah,
bit weird. I don't mind yelling in songs rather than screams.
Yeah,
you know that like hardcore yell. You like that? You prefer that?
I don't mind that. I don't like
Turnstile. You don't like screaming, but you like yelling.
Yeah, yeah. Raise the voice.
There you go. So I'm actually going to say hot in the right setting. What are you going to say?
Not hot.
Okay.
I've got a lot of not hots today.
All right. You're a very negative man. Come on, let's bring it up. Let's bring it up. Power walks, hot or not. See, this is a negative for you too because you don't do them, do you?
Not hot.
You go to the beach.
Not hot.
And you walk the dog in that. You don't power walk.
I
walk the dog,
but they're not. I wouldn't classify it as a power walk. Power walk means like...
Like me, I power walk.
You're pushing to your heart rates up.
Yeah.
And each step is a strain, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a high... It's
fast as you can move without running.
Not hot.
I like it.
I like walking slow.
Like a Fijian. Like medium
pace.
Kerwin said.
Medium pace.
Yeah.
Not a full pace walk.
No.
I just don't understand the concept.
But you're 5'4", so... I understand why you walk medium because you want everyone around you to just slow down because they got the big pins like me. I'm very stretchy. You know what I mean? I feel like I can get two steps on you. I feel like Jamie can too.
You are a good walker.
I'm a fast walker.
Sometimes I have to tell you to slow down.
Does it piss people? It pisses Tars off.
I've told you to slow down before. We're in the city and that. I'm like, what the fuck's he walking so fast? I don't even be breaking a sweat when we're just going from but one
like
meter to another.
Dodging traffic on Bourke Street, you know, like I feel like you got to keep the pace up.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Happy to drag you along too.
Yeah, at times, I'm happy to do that, but I feel like as like an activity to do. I like long walks.
Yeah,
long walks is not a power walk though.
I power walk the long walk. Get it up. You burn the most fat.
Yeah,
and it's not dangerous. It's easy on the knees.
I find like power walking, I find it almost harder on my body.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Running's way harder.
I can't
breathe when I run.
I'm not, yeah.
I run out of puff, bro.
I'm not used to that pace of the thing, like the extension of the hamstrings, like the longer strides. It plays around with my
but
back.
But you go straight into running, which I don't, like you go from 0 to 100. You should power walk into a run. Maybe that, hey, I could be your personal trainer.
Nah.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I get you a few burpees. Eat frozen
pizza and walk, huh?
Still got the skill, mate. Don't worry about that. But power walk, you can't get hotter, I don't reckon.
I've got not hot. I've
neg, 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 neg.
Interesting.
There you go. All right, next on the list, spotty bananas. Another not for you?
I think they're hot.
Oh, you're just saying that now.
Nah, I'm not. I actually like it because that means that Em's been making some like banana bread and that lately, so it means that they're getting used for something.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to have a banana, not like black.
Mm.
If it's a little bit spotty, it means it's on the other side of ripe.
Mm.
I'd prefer that than a hard banana.
Yeah.
You know, like ones
the
greeny tops. Yellow. Yeah. They're not ready yet.
Yeah.
I'd
rather eat a mushy than a hard one.
They get a bit sweeter when they're a bit
spotty. Good in smoothies.
Yeah, they're good in smoothies, but they're just that extra bit of sweetness.
What about when they're black inside a little bit? Like there's a bit of black down the bottom.
I don't like that.
But do you eat it until the black part? Or do you just throw it?
I'm pretty picky.
Yeah?
I'm happy to.
You're fussy.
I'd throw it out.
Really?
Not the full banana. I'd cut that part out.
But you'd eat the healthy side?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't just throw the whole banana out.
No. I just cut around the parts that I don't want. Like
moldy cheese.
Like a bruised banana. Moldy cheese.
They get a bit bruised when you put them up your bum, don't they? Huh? Use the little ones, don't you? Little pocket rockets. No, I like bananas. They're good. Spotty bananas and smoothies, they're good. I feel like you can get a lot out of a banana. It's like avocados. You don't want them too hard.
You can stretch them.
You can stretch them. All right, next on the list, reverse parking. Pretty sure we've done it before, but it's not a bad one.
Can you reverse park?
I had to do it in my driving test to get my P's, and I nailed it, and I've never done it again. I was under so much pressure and I was pretty happy with myself. I'm one and done.
I haven't seen your reverse park.
No. I'm not a very good parker. That's what I'm not good at all, actually. I feel like I'm getting better with everything else. Yeah. It's just parking.
Park is not for you.
I'll avoid tight spaces because I'm just like, I just don't want the drama of scraping.
You know, like, but I think one of those ones, some people are really desperate to have the park like closest to the door.
Yeah.
I'm going to park the closest. Whereas in a car park situation, I'm happy to park at the back.
Yeah, and I'll power walk to
the
front.
If there's like four car parks there, I'm like, oh, that's no stress. I'll just pull into that one.
Yeah.
I'll get out of the car and I'll walk. By the time someone's driving around trying to find a closed car park, I'm already in the shopping center.
Rather than getting frustrated going around and waiting, it's like, what are you waiting for?
Reverse parking. I'm not bad at reverse parking. I don't, if I can avoid it.
Have you ever scraped any cars before?
Nah.
Never?
No, I'm pretty comfortable with the reverse park.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer not to.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not looking
on a
out.
Main road, you know, like on a Chapel Street, and you're like, oh, there's a spot there. Do you feel like you have to, or would you rather try and find something else?
You know how sometimes the cars behind you are trying to push past while you're reversing, and
pressure's
then,
on,
and then bikes come.
People at the cafe are watching.
People are walking, and then people are watching. It's a moment. It's a moment in time that sometimes.
Have you ever melted?
I've hit the curb before. I had to pull out and do it again.
Did you feel shame?
But I've never had to drive off because I've not been able to park.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes people drive off because they can't do it.
Yeah. See, I just never commit to trying.
That's like a dog running off with their tail between their legs, you know?
It's like, please don't see me again. It's like falling over in a train. You can't avoid that.
You can't recover from that.
Like, you're there till the next stop at least.
People are looking
and
at you.
And everyone knows that you fall. Or you're running for the train and you got stuck or something. Well, that's harsh, isn't it?
Yeah.
But reverse parking, especially in front of an audience. Oh, jeez.
I've been stung a couple of times running for a train.
Oh, it's an ick, isn't it? You say, I'm icky running across the road to help the cars, and you think that's an ick, but that is so icky running for a train.
I used to do it when on the way home. So I'd be at...
Desperate, I need to get home.
At PEXA.
Yeah.
There was no... Because I had to go to Southern Cross, but the Southern Cross... There was no Craigieburn line from Southern Cross. You had to go... Or if there was, you'd have to end up swapping at Parliament or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it did the loop. Whereas if you got from Southern Cross, I could go to North Melbourne. Then from North Melbourne, I could jump on a Craigieburn train.
Mm.
So there was a couple of times where I got off at North Melbourne from Southern Cross and then try to run to another platform to get to the train that was there. And a couple of times it
you missed.
It missed.
And then people on the platform, were they looking at you?
I just felt like such a dickhead. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
I'm running. I can't believe you tried so hard to make that train.
Yeah, and then it's like the next one comes and it's like full, and you have to let that one go, and you wait. And you think it's like I've been at this train station for 25 minutes.
I couldn't believe how packed the V line gets sometimes.
Busy.
I didn't realize like the time that we had to stand up for.
It's pretty aggressive.
An hour and a half.
The people waiting to get on though, isn't it?
When they're like, hey, you can't go on yet, and then people are just on, and we're like, well, fuck, we're getting on. We're not missing out on a seat. Yeah. I don't care if there's a pregnant old lady. I'm jumping in. 70%
of the people are already on. You have to get on.
Yeah, you have to get on. All right, reverse parking, not hot. You're saying not hot.
I'm saying hot.
You're saying hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still think it's good.
Really?
Yeah, you have to have that
skill. You said you don't like doing
it. You have to have skill in your bag, though.
Well, I do. I passed my driving test with it. One and done, baby. Next on the list, hacking. Do you like hacking?
I don't think either of us are smart enough to hack anything.
I've never hacked anything. I've been on the dark web, but I've never hacked anything.
I can't believe you've been on the dark web.
Yeah.
Surprised that you didn't have a cop shop at your door and whatever. Like you're not
You're
not the most technical person been on the dark web.
Yeah, but I watched some video on YouTube telling you how and I did it. And I was like, you can organise people to get hit. You can organise drugs. You can organise whatever you want. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. That's why some people should not be allowed access.
I've never even tried.
Like me, I can.
I've never tried to get on the dark web.
Haven't you?
I've never, like, I know what it's about.
You're not
about.
That curious, are you?
I'm curious, but I just know that.
Are you a bad boy?
I just think, like, anyone who goes on there to, like, you wouldn't have had any sort of, like, VPN or any sort of protection of anything.
No. It's Lachlan Bradford. He lives in Nidri. He's looking up guns.
I just feel like all the people who go on there would automatically have traces and all sorts of stuff. So, like, as soon as you access something, they're like, all right, cool. I've got his credit card details. I've got everything I want because this guy's dumb enough.
You can steal his identity.
You've gone on there and you've added a profile photo. Hey, it's Locke. Anyone out here? I'm just on here having some fun.
Maybe a good app idea could be like something for the dark web. You know? Dark web in your pocket could be a good little idea there that we could just...
Nah, it's not one of your best.
Why not?
Huh?
No boundaries, baby. Yeah, you do whatever you want.
I don't think it's one of your best.
You know? It's like gambling that. Just do it responsibly.
Dark web responsibly.
Yeah.
But
have a look.
Everything on the dark web is meant to be illegal though. So what can you do responsibly?
Oh, have a look. It's like window shop. It's like Myers Windows.
You reckon you should still be allowed to observe?
What's going on?
What is the
darkness of society looking at? What are they doing?
You want to know.
What's the behaviour?
You want to be like...
So then you can get a well-rounded
view. You can watch everything now. You can like you can go on Twitch and you can watch someone sit at their desk.
Yeah.
You should be able to go and watch someone do the illegal activities.
It would be good.
Hey, like, listen, we need the drug dealers working in the factories that are doing the pill press and stuff. You just want to, hey, can you live stream that? I'd love to get in the comments. Hey, what are you doing over there?
We got the new Batmans.
Oh, that's crazy.
It would be interesting content, though. Like, are you saying you wouldn't watch that? The Vice ones, I like
every now and again,
ones.
I would definitely tune in.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Well, that is business, isn't it?
A bit of drama.
Drugs is business, whether we like it or not. A lot of people make lots of money from drugs.
That's crazy.
No one talks about that. Maybe we should get a drug dealer on the pod. a former drug dealer to explain that life, because that is a career. It's not one that we want.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a good good perspective.
It is a good perspective. All anyway, right.
We're getting a bit serious there, but it was good. But hacking, I don't think we're skilled enough. I feel like if you put your mind to it, you could.
I think it's hot.
You're a nerd. Though. You're a nerd.
I think I like people who can go around.
When they hack Optus and that.
It's problem solving. I don't like when they do it and they fuck our lives up a bit.
Yeah.
Like they've just gone out of the way to make it difficult. Like they've hacked a train system or something and then trains is a
lot. I don't mind the funny pranks. Like they've changed the name of things. That's funny.
That's funny.
Just to show people, hey.
But if anything to do with public transport and stuff, if there's
anything that impacts my life, then I don't like
it. It's an issue. It's an issue.
What if someone hacked into your details? Would you like
that's be
hacked into your Facebook?
Time consuming to fix up.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Not good. All right. Last on the list, happy endings.
Well, I don't know what people they meant from this suggestion.
Well,
happy endings in movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Happy endings.
In what?
Happy endings.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about the massage happy endings?
Yeah, that's what I was
at the end of the massage when you're meant to get tossed off. Is that what you're talking about? No, massage. I'm thinking about happy endings in movies. Like, or just in stories. And do you like happy endings, or do you like things when, like, you go see a movie and it's like The Iron Claw, for example. I don't want to ruin it, but it's kind of happy, but it's sad.
It's like, you know? A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
I like those books and there was never a happy ending as a kid.
Yeah.
But I like when things are wrapped up nicely.
Yeah.
Sad or not sad, I prefer it to be happy.
Do you reckon that's a true representation of life, happy endings or sad endings?
I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Karma.
Mm.
Flow of, what's it called? Flow of good and bad. There's an equal mix of happy and sad endings in the world. And
yeah.
You can't always watch happy endings.
I think like in movies, like that predictable type of movie, if it doesn't have a happy ending, I like it. But if it's a real gruesome thing and you like, I don't know, it's just a real visceral type of movie and then it has a happy ending.
Sometimes you want to be like that. Sometimes you want to leave with a little bit of optimism.
Sometimes, yeah. It all depends on my mood. So make movies around me, you know? Yeah,
or just watch the things but depends on your mood.
Fake happy endings though, don't like it. You know, when it's like the predictable, this feels like a pop song, you know? But
some people love watching just that stuff.
Yeah, because it's just, it's a distraction. Yeah. Which I can find is probably a useful tool. Yes? No?
I agree. I still think happy endings are hot.
Yeah.
I still prefer a happy ending on some of the movies.
Yeah. I like that. Good way to wrap it up, huh?
Yeah.
Like, is that a happy ending to this podcast? Are we going to go get happy endings after this podcast?
Happy enough.
Are you? You look happy. You look happy.
Enjoy the rest of your
You've been playing good golf at the moment. You've never looked happy. You played your best game ever the other day. Let's just put that on record out there on the internet that you are absolutely on fire.
There's been birdies. There's been chip-ins. There's been long putts.
There's been a lot of confidence too.
Hey, Martin Carafillas, if you're listening, come down to Melbourne, mate. We're ready.
Hey, funny business listeners, Caleb from SquareX here. I just wanted to jump on and let you guys know at the end of this ep, SquareX is currently open for investment. So if you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of the agricultural supply chains, you can reach out to me directly on LinkedIn or to the Dream Big Social Club team to learn more.